on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Well, adapt integrated health care with the Art of Prevention Youth Voices in Action going on. And Cindy Hedrick from Adapt in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us all about what's going on.
So our ADAPT's Prevention and Education Program hosts this annual Art of Prevention contest where Douglas County youth in grades 6 through 12 can enter some original artwork in some areas of prevention that are important to us, including substance misuse prevention, suicide and self-harm prevention, problem gambling or gaming prevention, and then we also have a general prevention or resilience category. And so it's really a fun time where youth can, you know, share their voice through art around some of these tough conversations and topics that occur in our lives, and gives us an opportunity to share some positive in the world of prevention and around these topics as well.
How do you feel like the art piece helps? Because a lot of these things people don't really want to talk about.
Well, and that's just it. There's a lot of stigma around these topics, and they're difficult conversations to have. And so sometimes using art as an outlet allows us to communicate in ways that are just nonverbal, but still have that way of expression through whatever, you know, medium they choose. And that's the great thing about this contest, too, is, you know, you can choose to do a drawing, a painting, but we also have had a lot of artists enter cool sculptures with clay or other objects. You can create videos. You can get creative and maybe come up with a cool T-shirt design. You know, the opportunities kind of are endless. And students can submit up to 3 pieces to the contest. And we do have some pretty good rewards for those that win. We have a first place prize of $250, second place of $150, and third place of $100. And that's per artwork category and per age division. So there are 2 age divisions, 6th through 8th grade, and then a 9th through 12th grade division.
Now, you brought Amber Condra along with you. Amber, what are you doing with this? Tell us more.
I'm going around to the schools, and I'm bringing the guidelines and the entry forms, and I'm talking to the classes if the teacher would like, just explaining the contest and all the things that go into it and the different categories, and just letting the school know, you know, and the students know what it's about.
How many years has this been going on?
So it's been going on for several years, definitely before I was program manager for our prevention program. But it kind of took a pause during COVID, as you can imagine. So we revamped the Art of Prevention in 2024. That was 2 years ago. And we were excited to have 45 entries that year. Last year, we jumped up to 74 entries.
Wow.
So it's been growing. And hopefully this year, we receive even more. So we're really excited. We want to encourage all students to participate. We do want to emphasize the judging criteria, and I'll let Amber talk about that a little bit more because she explains it really well to the students when she goes and talks about the contest.
So tell us about that.
Okay, so our art projects and the entries, it's not so much about the art. Yes, we love to see the art. It's the message. So you might not even be a great artist. You might think, oh, I can't draw or I can't do that. But it's very, very geared towards the message that they're trying to portray and to get across. We had one last year that was just absolutely a knockout presentation, a knockout project, but there was no message. And so it broke our hearts because she didn't place. And this year, so we're really letting people know that it's more about the message. And even if you don't think that you're a knockout artist, you can still come away with a prize.
So what's the timeline for getting those submitted?
So we're giving you a little over 2 months. Friday, April 10th is our deadline, and you could submit your artwork either to us at our Jackson Street location, 548 Southeast Jackson, or lots of the teachers at the schools know about it. We're trying to get it out to them as much as possible, and so they can receive your artwork as well, who will then coordinate with us to get it picked up. And then it's going to be about a month later, Wednesday, May 13th, where we will have an actual art show to celebrate celebrate all of the entries. And this art show this year is going to be at Winston's Community Center. So we are really excited for this a little bit larger space and to be able to invite the community to look at the art, listen to, you know, what was the thought process behind the students' artwork, because they'll stand there and tell you about their work. And then we'll also have some refreshments, and that's when the judging will be going on. And at the end of the night, we'll award our winners their prizes.
Wow. So, and who's going to be judging this?
So we always have about 5 or 6 community partners representing different agencies in the community. They have not been selected yet this year, but they typically come from, you know, Thrive Umpqua, FARA, Douglas Public Health Network, Creating Community Resilience, and some more. So we love to have our partners come and engage in their work as well.
So if people want to find out more, get their kids involved in this, where's a good starting point?
So you can find our form that has the contest guidelines, that also has the entry form on the back, at adaptoregon.org. If you identify our prevention webpage on that website, it will be there. I'm also hoping to give it to you, Kyle, to link below in this recording. And I do want to note that the entry form itself must be included with every artwork submission. So say a student submits 3 pieces of art, they're going to want 3 different entry forms for those pieces. But as Amber also goes out to the schools, she's distributing these forms all across through the art teachers to the front staff. And so hopefully your school has some. Ask around. If not, reach out to us. You can also email prevention@adaptoregon.org and we'll send you one directly.
All right, Sydney Hedrick, Amber Confer, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.